This has to do with vaccinating children. And vaccination rates in the Fargo School District are very good, up in the 90 percentile, 90 this and that percentile. Students are vaccinated against these dreadful diseases that we just take for granted as not having. I remember, gosh, it's been 10 or 15 years or so ago, if I just try to think back. Well, when I think the Centers for Disease Control declared measles eliminated in the U.S. And measles kills hundreds of thousands of children every year around the world. I mean, it was deadly. You were expected to get measles. In fact, when I was growing up, people who had measles in their house, the healthy children would go over there to be exposed to them so they could get rid of it, and blah, 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 blah. It was awful, often fatal if untreated. And now we just kind of take it for granted, but not everyone is getting vaccinated, even though most are. But there was 175 cases in the U.S. last year of a disease that has been eliminated. Well, sorry about that, but that's a little disturbing, because I do remember a time when measles was rampant and mumps. And, well, Molly Howell is immunization program manager for the North Dakota Department of Health and has taken time to join us here on the News and Views Radio Network. Molly, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, but is this really an issue? Is there any alarm in the Department of Health about the fact that there is a percentage of students in public schools in North Dakota that are not vaccinated against? Well, let's start at the beginning. What are we vaccinating against?
Well, for entrance into school, there are certain required immunizations according to North Dakota state law. And for kindergarten, the required immunizations are against diphtheria, tetanus, and whooping cough, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, hepatitis B, and chickenpox. So all kids before they enter kindergarten have to be fully vaccinated against those diseases.
So the question is it disturbing that there is any percentage of students that are not being vaccinated against that?
Yes, we're always concerned when children don't get vaccinated. Anyone who is not vaccinated is at risk of getting a vaccine-preventable disease like measles or whooping cough. And even some children have, even if they are vaccinated, no vaccine is 100% effective. So even vaccinated children are at risk if they're exposed to these diseases, and they're more likely to get those diseases if children are not getting up to date on their vaccines. Some children have immunocompromising conditions where the vaccines don't work very well for them, or they're unable to be vaccinated. And so it's really important for everyone around those children to be vaccinated.
What do you know about the one that I was just alluding to moments ago here? Measles. So why is it important that children be immunized against measles?
Well, measles is one of the most contagious diseases that are out there. And so in order to prevent measles from occurring, we have to have a really high rate of immunization, ideally around 95%, in order to prevent it kind of creeping back in. And so in the United States last year, as of middle of December, there were 187 cases of measles.
Okay.
And that's compared to only 54 cases in 2012. And the vast majority of those cases are occurring in people who chose not to be vaccinated. And so we just don't want to see those diseases start coming back and see hospitalizations and even deaths when there's a vaccine that can prevent them.
You mentioned measles, mumps, rubella. Which one is it that if you acquire it, it can very well compromise whether or not you're pregnant? One of the smallpox, not smallpox. Well, anyway, there are some significant ramifications for people not having been vaccinated. And is there any way you can require people to?
Well, we do have a state law that requires children to be immunized. But the state law also allows people to exempt for personal reasons, philosophical, moral, and religious reasons. And so that's where in North Dakota, about 1.8% of kindergarten children have exempted for personal belief exemptions and chose not to be vaccinated.
Boy, yeah, it just seems pretty selfish to me. I mean, that perhaps you could be exposing children who are trying to avoid these dreadful illnesses. But we have a caller here. Molly, would you mind if Jack has a question about vaccinations? Do you mind if we take this call? This is Molly Howell, Immunization Program Manager, North Dakota Department of Health. Jack, you're on the News and Views Radio Network.
Yeah, I went on the computer and looked up vaccinations, and they don't, according to some of those studies, that they don't really prevent anything in there. They got thermosol mercury in a lot of those vaccinations that are really bad for you, and it's... And I'm a little skeptical about having the kids take the vaccinations because of the damage. And sometimes they get the shot, and right away then they get sick. And some kids have died from taking them vaccinations.
Okay, Jack, well, listen to Molly respond and see what she says about that. Of course, we have all heard those concerns. In fact, there were some accusations for a while that... these vaccines caused autism. What is your reaction to Jack's assertion?
Yeah, I mean, as parents want to do what they feel is best for their children, and a lot of times parents are getting information from the internet and not necessarily reputable sites like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or even from their physician. But vaccines are studied very thoroughly before they're even put on the market. And a lot of these vaccines, I mean, measles vaccine has been around for, you know, over 50 years. And so they've been around for a very long time, and we continue to monitor the safety of vaccines. And vaccines are safe. No vaccine, just like medication, is 100% safe. But the most common side effects are, you know, redness and soreness at the injection site. Some vaccines may cause a slight fever. But as far as... Thimerosal in vaccines that you mentioned. Back in 2003, thimerosal, which is a mercury preservative that's used in was used in most vaccines. In 2003, it was removed from most vaccines, and people thought maybe thimerosal was the cause of autism. But even after thimerosal was removed from the vast majority of vaccines, autism rates have continued to increase in the United States. So if thimerosal was that cause of autism, we would have seen rates of autism then drop after thimerosal was removed from the vaccine.
Thanks.
And there's been over 20 studies looking at autism and vaccines, and there's been no link established.
Thank you for your call, Jack. We appreciate it. 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. Do you suppose... The article I read, it was in the Grand Forks Herald, said that 92% or to 93% during a recent school year in North Dakota, if I read that correctly, and that doesn't approach that 95% that you talked about a moment ago, Molly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're concerned. These immunizations are required for school, so we'd like to see them at 100%, but right now. For instance, for diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine for the 2012-2013 school year, the rate was less than 90%, same for MMR. And so it's not just a problem with people exempting. We also have a problem with kids not being up to date when they start school. And 3% of children don't even have an immunization record that they bring to school. And so that's our concern, is that overall kids aren't getting immunized.
And we do have to wrap up and get our weather in here in a moment. But out there in the oil country, out there in the Bakken, in Williston and such, I imagine with the huge influx of workers and their new young families, that maybe that even makes the determination as to how vaccinated the student bodies might be, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, schools and healthcare providers are having trouble finding kids' immunization records from other states. And so that has been a problem also for providers in the schools.
Molly Howell, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Just putting a little bug in the ear of our listeners who may have children and making those decisions. If you please would do the whole community a favor by helping your child and preventing your child possibly from infecting others. Molly Howell, Immunization Program Manager, North Dakota Department of Health. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We go to the...